the rest of the story. Just getting safely from one place to another in the war-torn Bosnian capital of Sarajevo is no small task. You heard about the official motorcade that ran into trouble over there. Somebody lobbed a bomb at one of the cars and it landed in the street instead. There was a lot of smoke and debris. About a dozen bystanders were injured, none seriously. The mayor of Sarajevo, riding in the lead car, was furious. And he was scared. The motorcade stopped at City Hall. There were speeches. Next on the schedule was the National Museum and the governor's residence. However, the police commissioner and others in charge were wary after the morning's near miss. There must be, all agreed, a change of plans. Somebody suggested cancel the museum. Others nodded. Some said go straight to the governor's, much better. But better still, another advised, terminate the remainder of the schedule. The situation was completely too risky. But it was a Colonel Bardolph who, after listening to everyone else, finally decided what should be done. The motorcade would proceed as planned, with one exception. At a prescribed intersection, the cars would split up, taking the most important of the VIPs in a direction no terrorist could anticipate. The other authorities nodded, the motorcade resumed, and this is the rest of the story. Out there somewhere among the passers-by, a man is lurking, a man with a gun in his belt and murder on his mind. The world listens but does not hear, he has told himself. And yet after today, he vows, the world will hear. From his vantage point on Lettner Bridge, he can see up and down the boulevard. He knows the route the motorcade will take, a right turn on Franz Joseph Street. It's about time. He must hurry there. And there he stands in front of Schiller's food shop, reaching furtively inside his clothing to touch the weapon that lies concealed therein. And then, right on schedule, according to plan, the motorcade turns down Franz Joseph Street. The man with the gun looks up. The cars in the motorcade are passing in perfect order, just as everyone had anticipated. The man steps forward, drawing his pistol. He is no more than 5 feet from his target when he fires twice. Two shots heard round the world. 80 years ago today, June 28, 1914. For history recalls that then in the Bosnian city, ripped apart by strife even still, a man named Gavrilo Princip emerged from a crowd, with a twitch of his finger plunged the planet into war, the First World War. Yet so far-reaching were the ramifications of the assassination that day that we have all but forgot. The car carrying the doomed Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand was supposed to have turned the other way as the motorcade entered Franz Joseph Street. That was the safety precaution. That was the change of plans. But the Archduke's automobile instead followed the others, according to the original schedule. And World War I was ignited because... because for all of the carefully thought out, much discussed, last minute rearrangements, nobody had remembered to tell the one man who had to know, the Archduke Ferdinand's chauffeur. And now you know the rest of the story.